A peat pits or another apricots are bitter, very bitter.
Okay. You know, if you make molasses candy, you can put the peat pits in there, and there's something in the molasses that makes those taste just like any other sweet nut.
Oh, I'll have to try that. We always saved our apricot pits. Hey, how about jams? Did you can or bottle?
Yeah, she makes quite a lot of jam.
And besides jam, you can also
have... We don't make as much as we used to. Of course, we used to have a family to feed, but now they're just the two of
just
us.
Just the two of you. Okay, sometimes from the fruit, the juices that you get from the fruit, what can you make with that? The juice from the fruits, instead of jam, you make...
What did we do with it?
We make jelly, and then
we make jelly.
Grape juice and nectars. We like apricot nectar.
Okay.
You can get an awful lot of living out of a garden and an orchard.
That's true. Sounds like you did. We too. Did. Yeah. Okay. I'm not really sure how to go about this one. Sometimes when people go out camping, especially people who don't know much about the outdoors, they find toadstools and they think that there's something else, and so they eat them and they get really sick.
Yeah, we have them that grow out here under this tree.
They'll grow out in the shade.
When we water the lawn.
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms. Okay, that's what I was looking for.
Some of them are poison.
Yeah.
Some of them aren't.
Yeah, you read in the paper all the times, people who go hiking and they think they're eating some good mushrooms and they poison themselves.
I used to know how to tell the difference, but I can't think of it now.
Well, you best not go out picking.
I just don't go monkey.
Until you remember. Okay. Hey, you talked about before you had refrigeration, how were you able to keep meats and things like that?
Well, we about had to do it like at home then, like we did when I was herding sheep. Mm-hmm. You just hang it out at night and keep it, bring it inside in the coolest place you've got and put it in.
Did you ever...
In the daytime.
Did you ever put it through anything, things, prepare them any other way? Uh-huh. To make them preserve it? Okay. Hey, you said that you, when you were growing up, that you had to milk some cows.
What?
You had to milk cows.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Tell
me what you did when you milked the cows and what you did with the milk and the different things that you get with the milk and.
Well, that was your living, but we always had to get the cream on your cereal.
There you go. That appear.
Well then. Growing up, you ate bread and cream with sugar sprinkled on it.
That's, I remember my grandmother doing
that. Wonder we survived.
So you got to put cream on your cereal, and your wife mentioned how your mother would churn butter in the morning. What are some of the other things that you did with the milk?
Well, we had the skim milk to the hogs. That doubled up your...
Okay.
Made neat.
Okay.
And homemade cottage cheese.
Yeah, they make cottage cheese out of skim milk.
How did you make cottage cheese? I'm just curious.
I have to tell you that. Let it curdle.
Oh.
Get the curd.
When you think of it that way, does it sound nearly as good as it does when you eat it?
It's sour and curdle. And, okay.
Then you set it on the back of your stove in a warm place and the curd separates from the whey.
Oh,
keep drinking